That was just an appetizer. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Man. God's good. Oh, my gosh. Dennis, God is good. He's good. I love you, man. Mary Jane, how are you? Are you okay? You're going to make it. You're going to be better. But God. That's right. You're here today. Worshiping God. Destiny, thank you. That was, you're awful brave coming up here. That's beautiful today. Amen. All right, let's get started. My text is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 13 and verse 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Would you say forgetting?
Forgetting.
And reaching forth unto those things which are before. Would you say reaching forth?
Reaching forth.
I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Title of my message this morning is Do What It Takes to Finish Your Race. Do what it takes to finish your race. I'd be willing to say that for many of us, this is one of those scriptures that just kind of stands out as a favorite. Of course, we know a lot of favorites scriptures when it comes to the Word of God. But what stands out to me about these two verses is that they carry an attitude with them. There is a spirit about them. When you look at the words reaching forth, when I did a little research on that in the Strong's and in other areas, it means the same as stretching forward. Now, the word stretch is not found in these two verses. Yet I believe the spirit of this word is amplified here in this text. So we're going to talk about stretch today. If you've kept up with the news at all, you can't help but read about what's been happening in our nation's capital. There has been the debate to find a new speaker of the House of Representatives, and it is an important position as that person becomes third in line to the presidency. If by chance something happens and the president and the vice president are unable to function in their office, so that's important. And absolutely no work can be started or new representatives sworn in until the speaker has been put in place. And finally, we saw that happen Friday night. Thank you, Lord. Now, I'm hearing other ministries say this, and I'm seeing it, and I'm believing it. There seems to be an overarching feeling, an attitude that has now settled down across most of the country, in particular over decent, hardworking, God-fearing folks who really do love America. They believe in its sovereignty, and they also respect the flag. And it is a spirit and an attitude of, well, what's the use? In essence, it's a feeling and an attitude of, well, what difference does it make now? We can't change anything. Nothing we've tried has worked. The left has outmaneuvered us and overpowered us at every hand. And so it's hopeless, followed by a big exclamation mark. We give up, we give in, we surrender, we quit fighting. Well, they're just going to do whatever they want to do anyway, so what's the use in fighting it? Now, can I tell you, this is a terrible sentiment, a very terrible feeling and attitude to have at any time. But it is especially hurtful and injurious at a time when we should be excited and passionate and expectantly celebrating a brand new year, one that is filled with potential and possibilities and opportunities. Now, you have to understand that this expectancy that rises in our hearts as believers at the threshold of a new year is a God thing. It's called faith. And the devil has robbed faith from the hearts of millions of good-hearted, decent Americans. But the sad truth is, he has also drained the faith reservoir of millions of Christians across our nation, sadly. And I not only sense the frustration and the feelings of hopelessness that have infected our country, I'd be willing to almost say that the Holy Spirit of God is grieved. Now, by that, here's what I mean. That many in the body of Christ who are His children, born of His Spirit, born of faith, washed in the blood of the Lamb, sin-hating, devil-stomping Christians have let this spirit of what's the use get a hold of them. And so I would then boldly say, if that's us, we had better shake it off before we go further into this year. Can you say amen? Amen. Why? Because this spirit is no less deadly than the viper that fastened itself on the Apostle Paul's hand. And what did he do? He shook it off. So would you just go ahead right now and tell your neighbor, you've got to shake it off. You have got to shake it off. Now let's look at another scripture. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 38. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man, look at this, if any man do what? Draw back. In other words, withdraw from living by faith. My soul shall have no pleasure in him. Now, how many know that's a strong word to us at any time? And for sure, right now. Because we as children of God are told in Scripture that we are to walk by faith and not by sight when it comes to living our lives. I've mentioned this a lot lately, and that is, we as believers are not to be guided by the world's economy, not swayed by what the stock market is doing. Why? Because we know it will let you down. It will fail at some point. So we are to be operating then according to God's economy because, listen, it will never fail. We give our offerings with joy as God loves a cheerful giver. We give knowing it shall be given back to us in good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over. So we plant financial seed, and we also do plant, many plant natural seed in the ground, expecting the laws of sowing and reaping to work in our lives. That's God's economy. And guess what? It is a faith walk. So, this morning for a few moments, let's have a conversation with the Lord. Yes, I hear you, Pastor, but Lord, your people have been through some real hard times. We've been slapped down over and over. We've been disappointed over and over. And Lord, it seems like they can just run right over the top of us and do anything they want. So there you go, Lord. Now you can see why we've hung our harps on the willow trees, as the scripture tells us the children of Israel did during their captivity. And now you can see why we don't even want to sing anymore. Now you can see why we're so down in the mully grubs. So Lord, I guess that scripture isn't speaking to us, right? Yet can I tell you this morning that we are exactly who He's speaking to. But Lord, let me remind you, we've been beat up, we've been locked down, we've been muzzled, we've been jabbed, we've been lied to, we've been cheated, and we've been stolen from. And guess what? The Holy Spirit says, so? Well, Lord, surely we must be justified to slack off and feel sorry for ourselves and draw back just a little. Isn't that okay, Lord? And that's when the Lord says, I want you to understand this. I did not say that if you draw back, I would not love you. I said, I would not have any pleasure in you. Understand something with me. His love for you and me is as strong as ever. But when we draw back in our faith walk, it is not a pleasing thing to the Lord. Now watch this. Because when you draw back, here's what you're doing. You're telling Him that you believe more in the world, more in the works of darkness and the power of the devil than you believe in His Word. Because if you truly believe His Word, instead of drawing back, we would be what? Reaching up. And yes, stretching out and celebrating. And the darker it gets, and it will, the more we need to be praising Him. Amen? Let's be reminded of the word of Hebrews 11 and 6. It tells us without faith, it is impossible to do what? To please Him. So how about let's do this as we enter the new year. Let's determine to shame the devil by taking everything that he has said and done in 2022 and then use it as proof that you are on the threshold. Here we go, Sister Cherry, that you are on the threshold of the greatest miracles and blessings that you have ever experienced in your life. You lift your head up and you square your shoulders back and you begin to prophesy. Well, what do I mean by prophesy? I simply mean give God some praise. Your praise is prophetic. In fact, look at your praise then as a prophecy. What are you doing? What are you doing when you do this? You're stretching. You're stretching. You're shaking off that drawback spirit. And you're reaching up. And you're reaching forward to those things that are before you. You're activating your faith. And in so doing, guess what? You're becoming a God pleaser. Now, sadly, so many of the saints have been more influenced by what the devil is saying than what God has said. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be disappointed. I don't want God to be disappointed in me. I want God to take pleasure in me. So then could we determine the word for us in 2023? Is one simple word, and that's stretch. Would you say the word stretch? Stretch. The dictionary defines the word stretch as to straighten one's body or part of one's body to its full length, typically so as to tighten one's muscle in order to reach something. Now, the part that really got my attention is that part about to tighten one's muscle in order to reach something. Now, it's more than what happens to me. I tighten my muscles when I reach for that corn tortilla or those chips. Everything about me, especially when I can't reach it. Sister Linda's got it on her end of the table. But it's more than that. To tighten one muscle means to activate and to engage your muscles. Can I just tell you, I believe when you stretch, you are doing spiritual warfare. Well, what do I mean by that? In the natural, when you stretch, you are pushing yourself. You're going beyond a normal limit. You are pushing the boundaries. Have you ever stretched for something and it hurt? Yes. That's because it was pushing the limitations of your muscles. So then understand, everything around us is saying in the world, back down, settle down, no use fighting, relax, go with the flow, go along to get along, don't rock the boat, don't be a troublemaker. You don't have to have the last word. Just accept the new normal. That's the way the world pushes it. But I believe the Holy Spirit is saying just the opposite. He's saying stretch. Stretch. He's saying, wake up those muscles. Get in the fight. Let the devil know that you're still here and you're still in the fight and you're still a threat to hell. Would you just look at your neighbor and tell them, I think you need to stretch. You had to stretch just to tell them that, didn't you? Listen now, in 2023, determine with me that we're not going to settle for battles that have already been won, Brother Norman. We're not going to settle for victories already in the books. We're not resting on our laurels over past accomplishments. And we're absolutely not easing up on the throttle, Brother Brandon. In fact, I happen to believe the Holy Spirit is saying, wake up the warrior. Put the stretch into it. Reach for what you've never had. Believe bigger. Expect greater. Turn your faith loose. Push for a fresh anointing. Keep praying. Keep believing. Stretch out for new opportunities and new doors. Get your fight on. Would you look at somebody and tell them, get your fight on. Can I just tell you, I believe that in 2023, here we go now, God is wanting to show off in your life. He's wanting to make you a testimony. We've already heard that this morning. He wants to make you an undeniable example and evidence and proof of His goodness. So expect the unexpected. Expect God to do the unbelievable. Expect Him to do the ridiculous. Expect God to go beyond any limitations or restrictions that you may have put on yourself. Remember what Jabez prayed. He prayed for God to enlarge His coast. And it says God gave him that which he requested. Watch this now. How about expect to hear the words again from Mark chapter 2 and verse 12. When the lame man picked up his bed and walked, they said, well, we never heard it. We never saw it on this fashion. But watch this. Only today it will sound like this. We have never seen anything like this before. That's what the doctors are going to say. The Holy Spirit says, prepare to be amazed. Prepare to be surprised. And I believe God is getting ready to bust through some barriers and some obstacles. And guess what? Some old ways of thinking. But he says to tell you, there's something that we have to do. We have to stretch. What do I mean by that? We have to let our faith soar. We have to actively participate with His power. Yet, as your pastor, I have to warn you about something. The devil has had a pretty good grip on much of the church at large for quite a while. So when you stretch, it will be considered an act of war. But guess what? That's nothing to fear. So guess what? I'm going to look at it this way. Stretching then is a sign to hell that you're waking up. And you're not going to let the devil blind you again. You're not going to let him bind you. You're not going to let him muzzle you. You're not going to let him confine you and tell you what to think and what not to think. How about this? Stretching is an activation of spiritual resources. Stretching is a notification to heaven that you are ready to cooperate with heaven. In fact, when the angels see you stretching, they know that they are going to be getting assignments shortly at work just for you. And when we stretch, listen, it is a notification to heaven that we are ready for the anointing to be poured out on us. Why? Because the anointing is only for those who will work for it. If you have no desire and you're just willing to set and not do a thing and let the and become a punching bag for the enemy, you can forget about the anointing. Can you just say stretch with an attitude? Stretch! I've come this morning to tell you 2023 is the year for jumping out of the boat. You got to understand, from 2019, we've had boat riding faith. The kind of faith that held on to the boat for dear life. But I believe that in 2023 is the year for stretching. It's the year for water walking faith. Amen. It's the year of jumping out of the familiar and into the unknown, Brandon. And so, let's just be honest about it. Some of you have already got a jump on us. Some of you have already been walking in the unknown. Some of you already feel like you've been on the old medieval torture rack and you're being stretched. But what the enemy meant for evil, understand, God will cause it to work out for your good. Woo! Remember the old song, Through It All? If I never had a problem, I'd never know that God could solve them. I'd never know what faith in God could do. Let's understand this morning that greater trials simply means greater victories. And greater tests mean greater testimonies. And greater fire means purer gold. So if you see me laughing when I should be crying, or if you see me dancing and I ought to be dragging, or if you see me singing and I should be moaning, or if you see me shouting when I should be pouting, don't call the crazy house because I'm not crazy. I haven't lost it. I'm just stretching. Why don't you tell your neighbor this? Wreath, come on back up. Say, neighbor. I think you need to give me some room. I feel a stretch coming on. I've come to believe that stretch, Brandon, is the DNA of God. God said to Abraham, lift up your eyes from the place where you are. Now this is God saying, this is not it. There's more. I want to give you more, but you've got to want more. So God says, look to the north. Look to the south. Go ahead and play. Look to the east and the west. And everything you see, I'll give it to you. In other words, everything that stirs you up, everything that ignites a fire in you, Brandon, everything that wakes up the anointing in you, you can have it. And as Brother North told us last Sunday, it does not matter any longer what happened in 2022. 2023 is a brand new land of promise with blessings and breakthroughs and opportunities beyond anything you've ever known. Then God says to Abraham, now start walking. Stretch those legs. Stretch that faith. Start reaching. Start believing. Start pressing into the new. Get moving, Abraham. Well, let me ask you, where do you think Abraham's promised land began? It was with his first step. It was with his first step. And where did his property line end? It was with his last step. Tell your neighbor, I've got some stretching to do. When you stretch, listen, God will stretch with you. And when you walk, God will walk with you. Now here's what the enemy has been trying to do. He's been trying to manipulate you. He's been trying to intimidate you, put you down, shame you, condemn you, and make your life so miserable that you are afraid to move. He's been trying to kill the pioneer spirit in you. And yes, he has tried to sabotage you at every turn. I'm speaking to somebody. And he's tried to take out that spirit of expectation. Why? Because that's a spirit of faith. Why do you think then the devil has gone to such extremes to intimidate us, to manipulate us, and bring us into captivity? I'll tell you why. It's because down deep he really is afraid of you and me. He's afraid of the power of the church that the church possesses, especially the remnant church. And yes, there is a remnant church in the land. He knows the only thing that can stop his globalist New World agenda and takeover is the church. He knows that. He knows that he that is within us is greater than he that's in the world. He knows the power of the blood of Jesus. He knows that resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead. He knows that we have the power then to cast him out and cast him down. But none of that matters. Watch this. None of that matters if he can keep us all huddled up in a corner in fear, waiting for the glory train to take us out of here. I can't speak for anyone else this morning, but I feel a fresh anointing being released from heaven, and I want to call it a stretching anointing. And it's tailor-made for those who desire it. And I just happen to believe that when the church starts stretching again, she's going to bust loose, Brother North. And she's going to start destroying yokes, Brother Gary, that have been upon her neck. Why? Because the yoke is destroyed. How? By the anointing. As we leave today, can we determine then that we're putting hell on alert and that we're going to do what it takes to finish our race? Let's all stand together. Yeah, worship the Lord with a hand clap right now. Hallelujah. 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 Would you say this after me? I'm forgetting those things which are behind me. And I'm reaching forth. I'm stretching out for those things which are before me. I'm in this race to win. So I'm pressing on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Would you worship Him with a hand clap again? Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I praise You. I praise You today. I praise You today. Lord, help us to stretch. Help us to reach out. Help us to reach forth. Not draw back. Oh, I thank You for a house full of God pleasers today. And I thank You for what You've already done in this house today. And so, Lord, we're just going to praise You. We're going to continue to believe. We're going to continue to stand on Your word. We're going to continue to believe for big things. And we're going to expect great things for our lives, for our families, and for this church. I praise You in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. How many know God is good? Mary Jane, can we pray for you, girl? Come on down. Brandon, Brother North, Brother Gary, let's just pray for her right quick.